Our guest today on Changing Course is recent UT graduate Pamela Sanchez. She majored in accounting with a collateral in international business, and she just got back from studying abroad in Italy. Thanks for coming in. So you have that glow that many students have when they've just returned from a trip abroad. Tell us, tell me where you went and what you studied.
So I went to Rome, Italy. I stayed there for a month, and I studied international business. So I took two classes. I ended up taking Chaos and Catastrophe, and I also ended up taking Organizational Behavior in a Global Context.
So, you know, you always think about people studying abroad, but you usually don't hear about accounting people or business people necessarily doing that. Did you have any concerns about that aspect of it, studying in your major abroad?
I actually didn't, because talking to a lot of the firms in the accounting division, they're actually pretty global, and they're really looking to expand globally and just send people abroad. So there's plenty of opportunities for accounting and also business abroad. So I wasn't really scared. I was actually really optimistic and ready to just see what doing business in Italy was like.
What made you choose Italy of all the places in the world? It's a fine place, but what made you choose that one?
I chose Italy because it's just so rich in its culture. And it's very like historical. And when you're actually there, you do feel the history of Rome, and you just kind of get to see all those historical monuments and those things that just make Rome what Rome is today. And so that's really why I chose Rome. It was just something that somewhere I always wanted to go. And it was just really rich, and I'm just really excited that I went.
Was it kind of exotic or shocking for you to wake up every day in Rome, or did it become kind of just normal?
At first, it was pretty hard to get used to, just because I was in a whole nother country, far away from my family, and it was just surreal to be there. Like, the feeling was really, really surreal. But once the days, like, kept going, and it was kind of like I was starting to get used to the living in Italy thing, it was kind of like normal. And when I came back here, I was kind of like, oh man, I'm not in my neighborhood anymore.
But you're also going through this experience with a lot of other international students, right?
Yes.
What were the other students like? Where were they from, and what were they?
So I actually got to meet one girl who went to the University of Tennessee in Chattanooga. So there was somebody from Tennessee. There was a couple of people from Michigan, South Dakota. They were pretty much all over the place. But what I really learned about all of them was that they were all pretty unique. And I think that we all kind of chose Rome for the same reasons. And we were all pretty delighted and happy with our choice by the end of the trip.
Was it easy to make friends, or was it kind of difficult given the short amount of time?
It's funny that you say that, because when I was studying abroad, I was really scared that I was going to be like all alone and a loner, and I wasn't going to make friends. But and I usually don't really bond as quick with people, just because, you know, it kind of takes you some time to open up. But the group of people that I did meet, they were just all really open-minded. They were amazing people, and I did make friends rather quickly. I found people that enjoyed the same things as me. We kind of went and explored the city together. So, you know, just trying new things in a different city, in a different country with other people was what brought us together.
Did it give you a different perspective of the United States, you know, being away from your home country and then looking back?
It definitely did. So luckily, I was in one of the classes with some people that were Italian as well. So we were talking about, you know, organizational behavior in a global context, and it was just interesting to hear what they had to say about the United States and, like, Americans, and not in a negative way, just kind of like their criticisms and what they thought about our whole, you know, country. But it was really eye-opening, because it's things that you don't really think about. Like, they really think about the little things, or like notice the little things that we don't really think are issues or that we think are normal. And then when you're over there, you're in this different culture, so you see their things as normal, and you kind of start thinking about your country, and you're like, well, is that normal for us to do? Like, why do we do that? And so it was interesting.
What do you say to students that haven't graduated yet that say, oh, I don't want to study abroad. It's beyond my reality. Like,
I was one of those students, so I was opposed to studying abroad. I was like, no, you know, going with the school, they're going to charge me so much money. I can go on my own in the future. But then I had to switch my collateral, and I went into international business, and we had to study abroad. So that was kind of what made me study abroad. And then I just kind of got excited with the idea of being abroad and being able to take classes over there. And I would definitely say to them, nothing is impossible, literally. Like, if you want to go abroad, if it's because of finances, you can find ways. There's scholarships, there's financial aid. You just have to ask around. You know, the school will help you get to the place that you want to go to. And UT is so flexible. You can literally go, like, anywhere that you want. You just have to work with the study abroad office and with your advisors, and they can work around your schedule. So I would definitely just tell them to be open to it. Don't shut it out just because you think it's not, you know, in your means, or you don't think it's something that you need, because literally it just opens your eyes to so many things, and things that you didn't even imagine that you would go over there and learn. You just gain so much rich experience, and it's something that lasts a lifetime.
A lot of people, you know, give reasons for not studying abroad is safety. Mm. Which is always, you know, wherever you are in the world, it's always a good idea to be safe. But
yes.
Did you feel unsafe over there, or how did you feel in that regard, or what was that like?
I did not feel unsafe. The program that I was with, ISA, they really, really prepared us and, you know, let us know what to be aware of if we went out, you know, late nights, or if we were just kind of taking public transportation, because that's normally like where people are a bit unsafe with, like, pickpocketing and things like that. So our study abroad provider did a really good job of keeping us in the loop of things, and they also send out emails. During our stay there, there were a couple strikes for the buses and trams and things like that, and they were always keeping us updated, you know, oh, there's going to be a strike today, or there's going to be a strike tomorrow, you know. Football games, they get a little rowdy. They're really about their soccer. So those days they would, you know, just give us a heads up, like, don't kind of be out because they get a little crazy because it's like something really important to them. So I think that study abroad did a pretty good job with that. I never feel unsafe. I think it's a matter of just looking out for yourself and making sure that you're aware of your surroundings. Obviously the same things that you do in any country that you're with, even if in your home place.
Well, you graduated now. You've done your study abroad experience. What's next?
So what's next for me is I will be working in higher education. So I actually graduated with accounting, but I will be in higher education next, and I'm looking to get my master's in higher education.
Wow.
Yes.
So are you... just can't get enough of school.
No, I can't get enough of school.
And then if you get a job in higher education, you'll still have more.
I will still have more school.
Well, Pamela, thanks for coming down today.
Thank you for having me, Todd. It was a really good experience.
Our guest again on today's Changing Course, recent UT graduate, Pamela Sanchez. Changing Course is a production of WUOT. For more information on WUOT and to maybe even possibly donate to make podcasts like this possible, visit WUOT.org.